for a wee natter with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
Hey up, it's a wee natter. I'm Mark Steele, and across the table from me is
Jenny Steele.
And we are joining you on the build up to St. George's Day.
Oh.
Which means I think we need something fairly patriotic to play. Say St. George's Day all over, doesn't it? I may have played the wrong one there. Let's correct that. I think, unlike Scotland, I don't think there's really a national anthem for England, is there? I think this is about the closest you're going to get. A bit of Jerusalem. Which is nowhere near England, from what I remember. So we're out in the Middle East somewhere. And is it, well, if you're looking at St. George's Day, it is a celebration, a national celebration, of topless fat blokes drinking tea and an overly complicated name called cricket.
Yeah, I can't understand that.
I have had it explained many, 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 countless even times to me, and I still have no idea who's winning when they say the scores for the cricket.
No.
Not a clue whatsoever. Nor how you can be playing it for 5 days solid and still have a draw. How can you play a game for 5 days and still come out as a draw?
You want to try commentating on it on a 2020 game, and I haven't got a clue what I was talking about, but luckily I had a pro with me, Stephen Hall.
Yeah, I need to find the old tape of this, dear listener.
That's so funny.
There is a bit where Jenny goes, well, I've just figured out Notts are playing in green.
Yeah, it's playing Hampshire, I believe, weren't they?
You're about halfway through the match
at
that point.
Yeah, halfway through, yeah.
I don't think either of us are cricket experts.
No.
So back to St. George's Day. I suppose we better celebrate it ourselves. You got any ideas?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea, yes.
Yeah.
Now, there's something related to tea that we'll be touching on later.
Fish and chips.
Well, I guess we could do fish and chips, but the chippies are never open on a Sunday.
No.
So that's not going to work either. I suppose we could play some songs by English artists.
Mm, we could.
Ideas on a postcard if you want a request. And talking of postcards, the postbag has arrived. And we were asking you about your ultimate nightmare, which means we've got to play this music. Really gets you in the mood for a nightmare, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's something about classical music. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that whole thing of it's music for the posh people. We're used to music for
posh.
The oiks.
No, I'm posh. This is very conducive for me.
I will believe it when I see it. Anyway, who's been in touch about their nightmares?
Vicky Fairweather. Her worst nightmare would be someone I love being upset or hurt.
Oh, I think I'm on board with you on that one. Mm. Even if it's not somebody I know, or even if it's like a TV show.
Hmm.
And somebody's going to do something very cringy, get hurt or something like that. I'm just like, oh, no. I know it's not real.
Did you get upset when I get hurt, when you don't make me cups of tea and coffees and stuff? Does that count?
Well, I get a little bit upset when you get hurt, until I get the 100 quid from you've been framed. and then I feel happier. I don't know what it is. It's just like that. Also in touch, Daniela Ferry saying, my worst nightmare is going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
I think the trick is finding one in the first place. That's my nightmare. I genuinely haven't been to the dentist for 2 decades now.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I still have all my teeth and they're not painful, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Daniela Ferry went to the dentist yesterday to have her pearly whites cleaned, saying she hates the dentist or the dental hygienist when they lean over and put their hands inside their mouth.
Oh, yeah, with the rubber gloves on. Well, I'm hoping they've got rubber gloves on.
Well, yeah, but then if you're going to be a dentist, you've got to get over that fear of somebody going, nah, and biting on your hands.
And why do they always talk to you when you've got your mouth full? Do you know what I mean? When they've got the scushing, the water.
Oh,
thing,
right, yeah.
And the drill. Why do then they always decide that they're going to want a conversation with you? And they tell you to relax. Relax your jaw. Well, you try relaxing your jaw when you've got somebody coming in on the left and the right with apparatus, let's say.
I'm on board with you there. It's all-round nightmare when it comes to dentists. Maureen Stott also saying one of my worst nightmares is losing luggage.
Ooh.
Over the years, it's happened to her not once, not twice, three times. Ridiculous. And the last one was 12 months ago. And now she always puts something in her hand luggage, but she's sure that her worst things that happen. And you know what? The one time I went to the United States of America, I went with the Air Cadets to go visit the Civil Air Patrol up in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the second best banger in the world. If we're rating bangers, I spent a couple of weeks in Bangor. But anyway, we get to the airport in Boston, land there. Everyone's got in their bags. And I'm sitting there watching the carousel go round and round and round, and I'm waiting for my bag. I'm getting to the point where it's like two or three bags left, and nobody's picking them up.
And the same ones keep going round and round.
Yeah. Guess whose bag went walkies? It was mine. It was mine. And so, you know, you go to the desk, you queue up, and you go, oh, my bag's missing, let's go track it, da-da-da-da. They send it in the post a couple of days later. Mm. So that's a positive bit. The downside was, because we're kids travelling with members of staff, when we're queuing at this desk, the member of staff calls over to me and goes, I'm glad it's you that lost your bag.
Oh.
It's like, oh, charming.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Well, why me? It's like, oh, no, not like that. The others would have properly freaked out.
Yeah, that would have been me. Hank, my worst nightmare was when I lost my keys during my holidays in Portugal in 2010. It was stupid of me to take my keys on holiday. You don't really need them, but it happened. Car keys, work keys, and the house keys, of course, the lot. So it cost quite a lot of money to get, obviously, locks changed, repairs and everything. So, yeah, that was a nightmare.
Oh, I could just imagine. Sam Killip saying he once had a nightmare that a giant tidal wave crashed upon him with shoals of jellyfish. Of all the things, I would have thought there'd be a little more in there than just jellyfish.
I guess three of me, I don't like that.
And would leave him in immense amounts of pain.
Yes.
I would have thought if it's a tidal wave, the water itself's going to leave you in pain. Never mind jellyfish. But he is glad he's never had an actual encounter with jellyfish before. That is something we can organise with a group trip.
Skegge.
Yep, Skegge Beach. That's where you got to go when you're in this part of the world. I'm doing just fine now, it's over. That's Becky Hill and David Guetta. I might have slightly fallen asleep there, dear listener. I can only apologise. I don't know the song very well. It's some noise that Jenny went, oh, yeah, you play this.
Yeah, I know. A little bit of Becky Hill.
And talking about noise we should be playing, we were choosing an English national anthem.
Yes, yes.
And we had a suggestion come in, and it turns out that we picked the wrong song. Now, we went with Jerusalem, which is one of the big ones for English national anthem. Apparently, we should have went with this instead. A bit of Land of Hope and Glory.
Mm.
I don't know if that's very English or it's just British in general, but I know what they're trying to say there. And St George's Day may be on Tuesday, but we are on to something even bigger that is happening today.
Mm. Mm,
yeah. Any idea what it is?
Is it my National Tea Drinking Day?
It is National Tea Day. Are you doing anything to celebrate?
I'm drinking a cup of tea. Cheryl's already told me she's having a Bakewell I don't know, she said tart or pie mm-hmm. with hers, and Ellie's finishing off a bar of chocolate with her tea. I've got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. If anybody wants to knock on the studio door with something, it'd be really appreciative.
You're just digging for free food.
Yeah.
I know what you're up to. But we might be doing that at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a big tea drinking moment.
Yes, everybody together, 8 o'clock, we're all going to raise their cups. We're all going to have a slurp together.
And I'll admit, I'm going to enjoy some tea, but I am absolutely rubbish at making it. I don't know what you're like, but I'm absolutely rubbish. It's not a thing where I'm trying to get out of it. You know, like kids and dads and sitcoms doing things like that, where they screw things up with a view of, oh, well, I'll never have to do it again. I don't do it like that. I genuinely want to drink the cup of tea. I just can't make a good cup of tea. No idea what it is. I love drinking some, you know, Builder Strength's brew.
Just leave the tea bag in.
Yeah, but I'm rubbish at making it. So it got me wondering, is there anything you love doing but you're rubbish at actually doing? Is there anything like that for you?
I like to paint, but I'm rubbish at painting. I think I like to draw, but I'm rubbish at drawing. And putting stuff together, I can't fathom it out. You know, like flat pack and stuff like that. I just can't fathom it out.
Well, if you're talking about art, mm-hmm. I've never been particularly good at art. And the whole thing is you just practice and you'll get better. So I've got reams and reams of bad drawings in the house and, culling pencil style things like that. They're rubbish. And I've got a ton of photographs on the internet I took that they're rubbish as well. And you keep progressing with them. But if I go back to, art class at school, there was this thing where, you have that moment where the teacher's set you a task, mm-hmm. you've done your painting, you've done your drawing, whatever it happens to be, and then she's showing them off. She gets one out and then two out and three out, and she's going one by one through them. And I have a problem when I see that, when I see amateur art. And I'm not trying to be rude, and I'm not trying to upset people, but I burst out laughing. Especially when somebody tries to go, it's delivering a serious message about, I don't know, the plight of the kangaroos, and,
yeah.
It could be something like that, and I will be bursting myself out laughing.
I'm like that when somebody's bad on a karaoke and then you upset somebody because it's their mum or something.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's exactly what I do. Mm. So I'll be doing that and then the teacher gets upset. You can just see them getting more and more and more angry. It's like, fine, we'll get your stuff out then, Mark. We'll see, see what you think of it. And then they'll show my art.
And then you'll laugh at your own.
I will laugh even harder. Yes. It's as simple as that. But that's not the only thing I'm rubbish at. You know, making this fine radio show. I know, dear listener, the Antiques Roadshow is beckoning. But we thanks for choosing us instead.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to open up to you. What is something that you love doing, but you're absolutely rubbish at? Give me a phone, 01623, that's Mansfield, 888-730. You can text 073-79-78-4900. You can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us about those things that you love doing, even though you know you're completely rubbish at them. And tell us about it. We'll share the experience on a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fashion Town Radio 2. Playing that one for Vicky Fairweather, Elvis Costello, and she is a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fashion Town Radio 2. We're touching on a couple of topics. One of them was about the fact that we're going to be doing a big drinking of tea together later, aren't we?
Yeah.
And Pond Life has got in touch saying, I'm having coffee, I don't like tea.
So am I. Well, actually, I like both.
Why not have both at the same time?
Cough tea.
So you've got two hands. You can have two mugs.
One
you can,
slurp.
Yeah. You just keep going back and forth between the two of them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, tea's calming, and coffee is a stimulant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where are you going to end up? Which one's going to win the tug of war?
I'll go to bang myself on the wall, and then halfway through, I'll go, no, don't worry about it, Jen. It'll be all right.
Oh, you'll just be like bouncing. That. You're bouncing up and like, down like some kids that are in the sweetie jar.
Yeah.
And also on the topic of things that you're rubbish at, but you still do anyway, Sandra Owens saying rubbish at icing a cake.
So am I.
I know what you like. I once made, what was it? It was a Christmas cake.
Mm.
It's a big slab of fruit cake. And admittedly, a very soggy bottom. I'm not going to lie, but it had an incredibly soggy bottom. And the icing I did for it was just a big slab of whiteness.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I've got icing left. So I did them into big balls of icing that ended up trying to look like snowmen on top of it. And give them little faces and things like that. And gave everyone around me diabetes.
Yeah,
so it was good all round.
Ellie's basically the same. Ellie cooking, that's why she doesn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Simple as that. Yeah, cooking, that's why I don't cook. And Cheryl's basically saying that she's rubbish at keeping Christmas chocolate for Christmas and Easter eggs for Easter, but rubbish at most things, especially concentration.
Oh, I know exactly what you're on
about. That sounds
about
like
there.
Me. I can't keep Easter eggs for Easter or Christmas chocolate for Christmas.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
feeling.
I
can't
feeling.
Keep yours either.
And on a slightly different note, we are putting you in charge of music in something we call
covers versus originals.
Makes it sound a lot grander than it actually does there. I told you I'd come in with a theme tune.
Yeah.
I told you to make it happen, yes. Covers versus originals, there are two songs. Well, it's one song by two artists, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes, and you are the ones that get to decide which one plays.
Mm.
Your choice today is Tragedy. Do you want to go for the cover by Steps? Or would you want to go for the original by the Bee Gees? It is entirely up to you. Get in touch on the phone, 01623. That's Mansfield, 888-730. You can text 073-79-78-4900. Or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us which Tragedy it's going to be. I'm not sure I'm not. That Snoop Doggy Dogg, Charlie Wilson and Justin Timberlake as well. They've got Signs.
Covers versus originals.
It makes it sound like it's some Hollywood epic with that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I might have over-egged it slightly there. But it is your choice between the Bee Gees and Steps with Tragedy. I'll be honest with you, it's going very much one direction at the moment.
It is. It's not my direction either.
Are you going to give away what your direction is, or do you feel like you're influencing the decision?
No, I don't want to influence anybody.
Oh, okay. But if you want to influence the decision, dear listener, that's something you're allowed to do, then get in touch on the phone, 01623 888 730. You can email requests@bowradio.co.uk or you can text 073 79 78 49 00 and tell us which version of Tragedy you prefer to hear. But before that, somebody else has been in touch. Sandra Owens asking if we could play Sia and Chandelier, just for you.
Party girl on for tonight.
Garcia and Chandelier. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2.
Bow Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, we've got to give special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Booton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwinstowe Parish Council, Essential Site Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motors Tuxford and Sherwood Grange Care Centre. And on a slightly different note, we were getting you to select whether we played the cover or original in covers versus originals. We were picking from the Bee Gees or Steps with Tragedy. The decision is only going to go one way, isn't it? Is, of course, to the Bee Gees and Tragedy. So enjoy it. You picked it. And after that, we'll be talking about time travel. Ooh. Yeah, all strange and weird. After the song that you chose. As chosen by you, it is the Bee Gees version of Tragedy, beating out Steps. I'll be honest, I'm not surprised by that one. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2, where, a little bit earlier, we were asking about the things that you love to do, but you're a wee bit rubbish at. And getting in touch, well, I suppose we've got to play some music to get you in the mood for this story. Not that I'm discussing this person's skills here, but I'm associating it with my level of this skill. So Vicky, if you've ever been in touch to say, I have to say, it's DIY.
All right.
You've lost her now, haven't you? You're gone. We lost Jenny. We'll pretend she doesn't exist. But anyway, Vicky's saying, I do enjoy it. It's just the results speak for themselves about my skills. 18 months ago, I bought and constructed two flat pack metal garden arches. They did well to survive the first year. Now the screws are falling out and they are leaning like the Tower of Pisa after all the wind and winter flooding and all that, making the ground subside. I'm giving in and waiting for my more competent friend to help fix them for me. Well, this is the trick, Vicky, right? Because I have the same problem when it comes to DIY. Maybe even worse, because I don't think I've ever had a shelf or a piece of furniture come out level in my life.
That's a vouch for that.
Right. So the trick is you've got to sell it as artisanal. You know, like you're gonna do it at some fancy market or something like that. You claim it's artisanal, and you know it's done like that on purpose, and it's part of a message that just go over your head. You'll never understand it.
So you know those mirrors that you can get that look like half a bubble.
Half a bubble.
Do you think they're just being described? They went wrong at the time at the glass blowing factory or whatever they do. You know, they're like a bubbly effect.
I have no idea what you're on about. Mirrors with bubbles in. And on that note, we will be going train travelling after this one from Loch Ison. It's How We Roll. It's just how we roll. Me and my baby, yeah. He's very full of himself saying this is just how we roll, isn't he?
Yeah, but Cheryl just said she loves this one. She's never heard it before. I'm just saying it's one of my old R&B stuff.
Old R&B?
Oh, one of my old R&B
tunes. There you go. Just How We Roll. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. And this is a bit of an odd question, but if you had a time machine, where would you go and what would you do with it?
I would probably go back to Easter and get all my Easter eggs and leave them until it's Easter and then eat them. Or maybe just bring them all back with me so I've got them all when I go home tonight to eat.
Right, so you'd steal your Easter eggs from an old version of you.
Yes.
And I can't even think, why would you do that? Because you're still eating Easter eggs, you're just eating them at a different time.
Or maybe I'd go back before I put my stone on again.
Is that the trick you're going to go with it?
Yeah.
You're thinking you're going to lose weight by bringing all the food away from yourself.
Yes.
You'll just go out and buy more of it.
Yeah,
I will,
yeah.
But no, I've got a couple of things on my list. First of them is to a trip back to the inventor of Artex ceilings and wood chip wallpaper.
I was wondering if you're going to mention wood chip.
In my head, they have both been created by the same ex-Nazi. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be one of, you know, like the Nazis ran off to Argentina and things like that. That's a conspiracy theory. I think this is one of those chaps. Because that's the only way you could be that level of evil and design those two things. Wood chip wallpaper and Artex ceilings.
Yeah.
They've all got asbestos in them, so you can't actually touch them or fix them, can you?
Wood chip's got asbestos in. I didn't know that.
No, the wood chip doesn't.
I've got to say.
Artex often does.
I had that in my bedroom as a kid. I used to sit there loads of times just peeling off the wallpaper so I could get the chip out. You know, the little bit of whatever, the wood bit.
Oh, aye. No, yeah. No, you're fine with wood chip. You can eat wood chip wallpaper. It's not very good for you, but you can eat it. Artex ceiling, not so much. I wouldn't advise that one. But yeah, I'd invite them out into the car park to give them some of the error of their ways. And if you're wondering why I wouldn't go back to deal with Hitler, Savile, all that kind of guys, you know, you've got a time machine.
Mm.
There's no time limit. You could do more than one thing.
Yeah.
But that's going to be my first visit.
Okay.
Just to then learn what the impact is of if you actually deal with it. You know, you prevent these things from being invented, what happens?
Yeah.
And find out how big a deal it is if you go and kill some of the nastiest people in history.
Yeah.
You'd rather do it with something small first, wouldn't you? Yeah,
maybe,
I've been thinking through this thing too much, haven't
you
I?
You have.
You know, especially if I did that thing where I think they do this in Back to the Future where they play the lottery knowing what numbers are going to be.
Oh, yeah. That was Biff, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Although the time police will catch on when I win several times in a row, won't they?
Yeah, they will, yeah.
No, not that I would know these sort of things, of course, would I? Prima Donna Girl. Marina Diamonds, Prima Donna, and before that, and Bruno Mars, Nothing on You. It's a wee natter on Bo Radio and Fashion Town Radio too, where we've had a couple of communiques. One of them, off the back of our talking about our time travel, Sandra Owen saying, I would go back to the 1970s. I think it had the best music. Well, you have predicted what we were thinking as well, because there might be a song from the 1970s coming up next. And Jenny is looking utterly bamboozled.
Well, right. Yeah, I've had a message, and basically I've lost who it's from, Mark, so I'm going to find out who it's from, but they're answering tonight's second question. So despite not being good at dancing, they love doing it once or twice a week at home. Apart from being a great form of exercise, they also like to view dancing as a tribute to life.
A tribute to life. My dancing is a tribute to chaos theory, would probably be the best way of describing it. And talking about chaos theory, we are going to be brewing our mugs of tea. Hopefully you'll be joining us as well in a moment.
I want to know what everybody's drinking, what they're having in the cup. I mean, I'm having Yorkshire tea, you're having Yorkshire tea, but I want to know what's going to be in your cup. I want them to contact us, Mark.
On the phone, 01623 888 730. You can text 073 7978 4900 or email requests at boradio.co.uk and tell us what is going to be in your mug as we celebrate National Tea Day. I was about to say it's a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire, but it's the whole of Earth, Wind and Fire with Fantasy. It's a wee natter on Bo Radio and Fashion Town Radio, where we're going to be celebrating National Tea Day today, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And a few of you have already been in touch. Tell us how you'll be celebrating with us at the same time, because we're going to be drinking some tea, so we want you to be drinking tea as well. Vicky Fairweather in touch saying, I'm just drinking a glass of oat milk, so I'll pretend it's tea.
Oh, not like tea then?
I don't think I've ever drank oatmeal in my life.
Neither have I.
It's all very cutting edge and modern as far as I'm concerned. Also in touch, Maureen Stott on the text saying Yorkshire tea she'll be joining us with. Stephen Hall, Twinings Earl Grey, or Lidl if it's a tight week. Cheryl Warner, Yorkshire tea with digestives. And Ellie Merritt with lemon water, which is all better known as the hard stuff.
Ooh.
Jenny has supplied me with tea.
Tell
me about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, as I say, we only drink Yorkshire tea in our house. So, and of course, if you're having tea, it's got to be in a proper china cup. So here we go. There's Mark. I forgot to bring the saucer, though. I hope that's not lowered the tone. But what we're thinking...
It's not lowered the tone, but I am having to drink it with the pinky out.
Do you know what, though? Cheryl's having her Bakewell tart with her cup of tea. Now, Ellie Merritt was going to have a bit of a chocolate bar, but she's already eaten it. 10 to 8, she's already eaten it. So I told her, Ellie, you need to just dig another one out of the cupboard.
As simple as that. If you jump the gun, you've got to come back around again.
Exactly,
haven't you?
Yeah.
So whatever you happen to be drinking, drink it with us. We'll have a little sip right now. It's all very good.
Yes.
And that was National Tea Day
National
we were celebrating.
National Tea Day. I hope everybody... we're going to raise our cups, I says, and we're going to celebrate.
Let's do that right now then. Let's raise our cups.
We're going to celebrate us. Everybody listening to Wee Natter, all our radio friends out there. Here's to us.
Here's to us. Well, there we go.
I'm having my slurp.
It tastes of tea.
If anybody's dunking, I hope they've got the hobnobs and not those little rich tea, because, honest to God, one dunk and they've gone. They've just collapsed at the bottom of your cup. And that's your cup of tea ruined.
I'm be surprised if you've heard that one in the last couple of decades. It doesn't come up very often, does it? The Kinks Afternoon Tea. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio too, where we are celebrating National Tea Day, aren't we?
We are. That last message I read, it was from Monica Erickson. I found it now. I found it, Monica. I hope you heard. I've just got a little bit to read out. Stephen West has just contacted us. He has unfortunately caught COVID last Monday, so he's feeling a little bit rubbish. But he was joining in. He was having a Twining Herbal Teas relaxing infusion.
It's only when you're sick that you have things like green teas and things like that
and
as well.
And Lucozade as a kid. We only ever had Lucozade when we were sick.
I don't think I've had Lucozade in my life.
Lucozade, the old one with the crinkly paper on the outside.
Get you,
that's
eh?
That's when you knew you was ill.
Yeah. And in case you haven't noticed, it is an election year this year, and you'll hear all sorts of promises in the build-up, but nobody will be dealing with the unimportant issues. You'll hear all about the important issues. You will hear people going on the telly banging on about it, about taxes and all that sort of thing, but nobody will be talking about the unimportant stuff. We want to change that. We want to bring the
heart to the people!
As part of something that we call... And this week, we are going to be talking about those breaking news alerts on your phone. I don't know about you, because I'm not you, but when I see that alert, I assume something really bad's happened.
Yes, breaking news, and it's something stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, maybe not like King Chucky's no longer with us, but you know, definitely more serious than artist drops a new album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, see, are albums still a thing nowadays?
I'm not sure.
They used to be, because your favourite artist would drop an album and you go out and you go buy it.
What, literally drop it and smash it?
Well, hopefully not. Although vinyl's made a revival. They're trying to revive cassette tapes now. I don't know why, because cassette tapes were a sort of miserable bit in the middle.
You need a pen handy or a pencil if you're getting a cassette tape, because you just have to stick it in and rewind it back when it gets stuck or chewed up.
Oh, I know exactly what you're on about. Yeah. It used to be we used them in the car. So when I started to learn to drive things like that, CDs were still a thing, tapes were still a thing, and most cars still had tape decks in them.
Yeah.
So you'd take the songs you liked off your CD, record them onto tape, and that's how you got your favourite songs in the car.
Wow, clever.
Kind of dating myself a bit. But yeah, seriously, is that really a breaking news alert?
Not really.
Do we really need to know artist drops new album? No, we don't. It's not a breaking news alert.
No.
you know, old man might be sick. We had that a lot recently, haven't we? Old man might be sick.
Yeah.
Do we need an alert for that?
No.
No, exactly. No. So in the People's Manifesto, to send a breaking news event, it must be something serious, right? Like a tsunami in Derby, a deadly bug spreading, or money is worthless now. It's got to be something at that sort of level. And on that note, if there's something that's not on that level and is very unimportant... But it's important to you. You think we ought to have a policy in the People's Manifesto? Then get in touch on the phone 01623 888730. You could text 073 79 78 4900, or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk. And who knows, we may come up for a policy for it next time. It's the Bet Shop Boys. C'est la vida. That's the way life is, or c'est la vie, I think it is in French. I'm not sure what it is in Ukrainian, but I do know I have got to keep the green owl happy. That's just reminding me I do have to go feed and water him. You have no idea what
I have Duolingo.
Yeah, it gets a bit angry when you don't do your lesson, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And all I can say for the lessons I've had so far, Budlaska, little green owl, Budlaska, which just means thank you.
Thank you.
In Ukrainian. Ukrainian course isn't very long, about halfway through it already.
Well, I did a bit of French on Duolingo. I remember cat. Just don't have to pronounce the T. I kept pronouncing the T in chat. It's not chat.
Où est le chat?
Le chat.
Le chat ici.
No wonder they laughed at me in the shop when I wanted the mug with a cat on.
De Kishka. Kishka tout. There you go. That's where's the cat. The cat is there in God knows how many languages. I'm just showing off at this point, even though I've got nothing to show off about. And talking about people that show off, I suppose better hear from this tat. Yeah. You know who Top Cat is. You know he's the leader of the gang.
I do.
And you know he has to deal with Officer Dibble. However, for our Shonky Sunday quiz...
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it now, the Shonky Sunday quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenny has come up with a question for you based on Top Cat.
You can tell it's me this week, can't you?
Yeah. Other than Top Cat, who else is in the gang?
Yes.
If you think you know that one, get in touch 01623 88730, or you can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk and tell us, other than Top Cat, who else was in the gang? That's a head scratcher, isn't it? Lonnie Gordon claiming it's happening all over again. It's Wee Natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2, where we're doing the Shonky Sunday quiz. And it's all about Top Cat and who else was in the gang. A couple of you may be in touch, including Sandra Owens, with one of the correct answers. How about, who else have we had in touch, Jenny?
I've got Stephen Hall being in touch with the correct answer. We've got Stephen West being in touch with the correct answer. I've got Harmy been in touch with the correct answer. You don't find this question in your normal pub quiz, do you? Hey, hey.
Well, you might do in a quick fire round or something like that, wouldn't yeah. you? And you'd have to guess all of them correctly.
All of them, yes. Well, somebody has guessed two. Stephen Hall's told me two. Both, yeah, both of them are in TC's gang.
He gets two dinglings for that one. And on that note, there's still time for you to have a shot as well. Get on the phone, 01623 88 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk and tell us who else was in TC's gang. Not to be confused with Tavares. Tavares with one of the cheesiest chat blinds ever. Heaven must be missing an angel. Yeah, I don't think it's ever worked in the history of... Well, since this song was released, Tavares is a wee natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2, where we happened to be chatting about this guy.
Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing it's with dignity. Top Cat.
It talks about his close friends, but we asked you about his close friends in this Shonky Sunday quiz.
Yes.
We need to get another S in there.
Yeah.
Is there an S word that covers quiz? Then we could be triple S. You know, like that Superman S. The one that you draw on the paper.
Super. You could have super. Super.
Well, we've got Shonky. We've got Super Shonky Sunday quiz.
Super Shonky.
We'll have a think about that. We'll have a think about that. But the question we're asking was, other than Top Cat, who else is in the gang? And we've had a very complete answer come in, haven't we?
We have. It's Cheryl Warner's partner, Dave. He's actually named the whole of the gang, and somebody, I've got to be honest, I didn't even know were part of the gang.
Mm.
Shall I read them out?
Go for it.
Okay, so the answers are, congratulations if you guess one of the answers, Fancy Fancy.
Yep.
Benny, which most people got.
Yep.
Benny the Ball, apparently. Choo Choo.
Yep.
Spook.
Yep.
Brain. And apparently TC had a sister called Myra. I didn't know that.
That is news to me as well.
Dave,
so
if
that was you, and celebrate that correct answer.
Bow Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, we have to give special thanks to, not chanks to, or shanks, that's something completely different. Special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Booton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwinstow Parish Council, Essential Site Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motor Stuxford, and Sherwood Grange Care Centre as well. And on a slightly different note, well, we're going to be talking about something that got 5 stars, but I don't think it should have. Yeah, confused. We'll find out what it's all about after this one from Chic. It's My Forbidden Lover on a wee natter from Bow Radio. Oh, and Thatcham Town Radio 2. If I was trying to make it sound like we're all hip and happening, I'd be saying that that is a party classic.
Yeah,
it's dance floor classic. That's what they call it, isn't it?
They had the 7-inch version.
And that wasn't the sound effect I was going for, but it sort of sets the tone for how well we're doing this, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2, where we were chatting about Top Cat and his mates.
Yes.
And you've got something else to add?
I've got something else. So Ellie Merritt, what a fantastic idea. She's saying, I think Sooty, and by the way, Sooty is our cat. She's Sooty the Solid Radio Cat. Does
right.
have her own Facebook page, so do feel free to search for her and give us a follow. But Sooty is Top Cat now, and her gang is George, Morgan, Bolt and Heidi. So Heidi is Stephen's cat. Bolt is Bolt Felix from the Huddersfield Station cat. Morgan is obviously Morgan Squires Watson. And George is a lovely George. From this George the Station Cat as well. What station is George from?
I have no idea.
Starbridge. George the Starbridge Station Cat. So that's Sutty's gang, and Sutty's Top Cat.
I will take your word for it. I didn't realise there was a whole saga behind a world of cats on the internet.
Oh, my word, there is, yes.
And one of the things you'll be hearing about in the next few months are exam results, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because they start to come out off the back end of the summer, right? And what is the one complaint that you hear every single time when the results come out for the new year?
Well, do you know what? I don't know, Mark.
It's usually something about grade inflation, isn't it? Oh, they're all getting A plus 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 star.
Oh, it's
star.
Easier now than it was in my day.
Yeah, it's always that sort of thing. And I don't think that's the worst grade inflation we have out there, right? I got asked to rate my broadband the other day, so an email comes up, goes, rate your broadband out of 5 stars. And in my head, 5 stars is above and beyond.
Yeah.
4 is doing well, and 3 is doing what I expect of it. That's the way I measure stars,
yeah.
If you're rating something, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, we've come to an agreement as a world that anything less than 10 out of 10 or 5 out of 5 is seen as poor.
Yes.
What happened? It means everyone's expecting a perfect score. What's going on with that? It's complete madness, isn't it?
I've got to have perfection. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, you've got to rate customer services 10 out of 10, because anything less than 9, they get a P45 automatically printed off when your result comes in. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Rate your delivery driver. Get asked to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Anything less than 10 out of 10 and your next parcel is toe-picked onto your roof.
I have to rate things I've not even tried yet.
It's all complete nuts and
nuts. Gave me a chance to take it home and try, and I'm getting the email already to rate what I brought, and I'm like, it's still in its box.
It's complete and utter nonsense, isn't it? So many places are saying we're amazing because they get 9 or 10 out of 10. Because you give anything less than that, somebody loses their job.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? So we need a new scale. So if we're going to ask, you know, for, you know, out of a 10 scale, but you can score up to 20. So you still get 10 out of 10 stars, but you can get up to 20 out of 10 stars, right? So you're 10 out of 10, that's the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And then your best experience ever is 20 out of 10. And then, you know, it keeps going like that.
I'm lost.
As something tells me I might regret this plan, because it'll be 20 out of 10 is the level we've got to meet nowadays. It might not be the 12-inch version, but we're still playing it for Hank. It's Glory Again or I Will Survive. And before that, Bruno Mars locks out of heaven. It's a wee natter on Bo Radio and Faction Town Radio too. With a whole chat about Top Cat has started a further conversation on internet pussycats.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing, isn't it?
It is a whole thing. Now, somebody's, Vicky Fairweather, saying Nala the Stevenage Station Cat.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd not heard of Nala. We'd had to do a little bit of a Facebook, look on that, haven't we? Very nice. Ginger and white, I believe, likes to sit on the station as people pass by the gates and has a little bit of a pet.
I was going to say, I feel sorry for it being in Stevenage, but at least it's not Dunstable.
No.
And there's your local joke of the week.
And Sandra Owens, Max the Chasewater Cat. Now, we do follow Max. And you know what? He reminds me of Oscar. You remember, if people know who Oscar is, he was the cat that used to come and visit me every day so often that people thought he was my cat that unfortunately got ran over last September. So we do miss Oscar, and Max just reminds me of Oscar. So we do follow Max. Well, Sutty follows Max, you know. But we've had a bit of a complaint, Mark.
Yes. So we go from the positive world of pussycats to it turns out I'm in a bit of trouble. We've had a complaint in. What's the story on this complaint?
So yeah, Stephen West basically says, I have to disagree. Nobody, uppercase, nobody loses their job for giving crap service. And that's the very problem we have in the UK with our service culture.
I think you might be onto something there. I'm not saying nobody loses their job. I think people lose their job if you don't give them high enough score in the ratings. But the problem is that the bar that we've set for the ratings is too low. 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 is you answered the phone and you weren't a robot. We need to readjust our score a bit, and we need to change it so actually we have to get proper good customer service. But that's never going to happen. And on that note, because I screwed up and that is my mistake, I've had a complaint and whatnot, unfortunately I will be tendering my resignation at the end of the show unless you, dear listener, give me a score of at least 9 out of 10. Unless you do that, I am going to be out and I will not be allowed back on Bo Radio. Will I survive? Well, there's only one way to find out. Kylie being slightly cliched, saying it's better the devil you know. guess she's on to something there. So we NASA on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2, where we are learning a lot of things today. Apparently, if you aren't rated highly enough, you lose your job in nursing.
Oh, wow.
That's what Sandra Owens is telling us. Nursing is a tough old job.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I'd be any good at it.
I couldn't do with the clinical side, you know, or the blood, and I couldn't do injections. And I work in the NHS myself, and I still couldn't do any of the... I couldn't be involved in the clinical side, put it that way.
Now, you see... Both my mum and, for a little while, my dad were nurses. So my mum was a nurse all the way through her career. My dad did it for a little while as well. And one of the downsides of that is, unless you're literally dying, you do not get a day off school. You know, it's got to be deadly serious. They know exactly what's going on. And it totally ruins watching Casualty as well, because they'll be going, oh yeah, that person's going to survive. Oh no, that one's going to die. It's like, you're taking all the suspense and joy.
I love Casualty and the 24 hours in A&E, which currently is at the hospital that I work in. And it's like, I can't look at anything when it shows you, you know, the close-ups of somebody that's had it. Something that's that the one that had the arrow go through his eye.
Oh, nice.
Oh my god, I'm like, I want to watch it, but I can't. I have to keep hiding, and Mark has to keep telling me when the cameras come away from that particular scene, you know. Like, but I do like it, I do like to watch it. I just can't watch the blood and gore bit.
Yep, and also when we're fishing for ratings, Vicky and Sandra both giving us 10 out of 10.
Excellent.
And Hank saying, I think you earned a reward for your work, in quote marks here at Bow Radio. Why do we have to judge every small thing people do today? That's a very good question. It'd be nice if we didn't judge quite so much. And on a slightly different note, Jenny is having fun with cows. What's going on there?
We went for a little bit of a walk around Sherwood Forest the other day, and the cows are back. The longhorn English cows that graze at Sherwood Forest from the Foresby estate, are they? So normally there's a little note on the gate, and it says cows are coming back in May. It said May, so I'm like thinking, great, we'll have a walk through first field, no cows in it, thought we're looking good. Second field, got mostly like three quarters of the way to the end, and there they all were.
Dun,
and there was
dun, dun.
All hanging around near the gate that we needed to go through. I couldn't do it because those cows are massive and they've got the big horns. So I said, I had a bit of a meltdown. I said, I can't do it. So we legged it back the other way. I thought, where's Mark? Look round. Mark was like 2 miles back. So I was like, Mark said, come and walk in this way. There'll be a gate. We can go back onto the path. We're walking back. Can't see a gate. I ended up literally pole vaulting over this farm. I mean, I ended up pole vaulting over this gate. And it's so funny because you're like trying to give me the leg up, and I can toss my leg over the other side, turn myself around and jump down. And I couldn't do it. And about three attempts, and oh my word, you got stuck.
If you want the mental picture in your head, dear listener, last of the summer wine, that's all I'm saying. Tom Grennan asking, how does it feel? So we NASA on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. We were chatting about cows on the instant messaging and explaining the difference between English Longhorn and Highland cows. They look a bit different. They're very similar in size. They are absolutely massive beasts.
I put a picture on the Facebook page to Hank so he can have a look and see exactly the cows that we was up against on Saturday.
They are beastly cows. But apparently when it comes to Highland cows, you get a lot of them in Dutch woods. I did not know that. I didn't realise they travelled around so much. And talking about travelling, unfortunately that's about it for the wee natter this week. We will be back next week. I'm making it sound like a threat. It should be more of a promise.
Because we got 10 out of 20. Or was it 20 out of 10?
We got enough 10 out of 10s that I can explain to the big boss here that, you know what, people enjoy the show. We're all returning. But we're going to leave you with a bit of Mikael Brown. So many men. So little time. As I say, it takes me to a point in my life, but I don't know if I... It's only because the song was from so long ago. That's all I'm saying.